We're here speaking to Nick Birch, who's a developer at Alfresco and member of the Apache Software Foundation. Nick, I think, has recently found out that he's now running two tracks at the upcoming ApacheCon in Atlanta in beginning of November. So, Nick, if we could start by briefly describing your involvement with the Apache Software Foundation.
Sure. I first got involved in the ASF back in about 2003. I was fairly fresh out of university. I was trying to build a little search and spidering tool, which was the cool thing to do in 2003. And I was trying to index PowerPoint files. And I was using this Apache project called POI, and it did Word and it did Excel and it didn't do PowerPoint. So I went on the list and asked a few questions about how to make that work. And then I sent in a couple of patches, then I sent in a couple more patches. And then next thing I knew, I'd been elected as a committer on the project. And that was probably back in about 2004, and I've been involved ever since. Since then, I've become involved in the management of the project, POI.
So you're on the project management committee as well now,
yeah? I'm now the chair of it. Unfortunately, I didn't step back fast enough when they were looking for a chair.
Okay, so what's your role at ApacheCon this year?
I've been asked to help out with running a couple of the tracks. So one of the tracks I'm running is the Content Technologies track, which is going to feature POI, which is a project that I'm heavily involved in, and then quite a few other projects that are related in the area of storing, managing, retrieving, transforming, serving up content. And then I'm also going to be helping out with the Fast Feather track, which is our one-day track just for people who want to talk about something that's new, exciting, and do so in quite a short slot. So rather than having to have the full hour, you can say, hey, I've got this great new project, you guys should know about it, it only started a month ago, this is what it's doing, if you want to find out more, I'll be at the bar, next person comes up, talks about the next thing.
Excellent. So the Fast Feather track is very much a horizontal focus. Anybody can come in and we'll provide some insights into some of the projects that are up and coming, incubator projects, and things that didn't find their way into other tracks, yeah?
Yeah, that's the really innovation-focused one. I remember a couple of years ago, I was at an ApacheCon in Amsterdam, and this American stood up and he was like, hey, I've got this great new project. It's called CouchDB. You won't have heard of it, but this is what it does. That was great. I was like, oh, this is a really interesting thing. And then I went along to ApacheCon 6 months later, the next one, and there they were, and they had two slots of their own because they'd really grown. And I think that first talk was really good for them because it helped them explain to everyone what they were doing, helped get them a couple more mentors for their project, helped really drive them. And it was great just to say, hey, yeah, I know them. I saw them before they were famous.
Amazing how good ideas grow, isn't it, really, in these kind of environments. Okay, so could you give us a bit of an introduction to the ApacheCon format and what people could expect coming to the event?
Sure. So it's a week-long event. Our first 2 days are training sessions and the bar camp. If you want to find out about something in some really great detail, we've got some amazing trainers going to be there. And for everyone else, you come along to the bar camp and we'll get together. We'll think about what sort of topics people are interested in. It's an unconference, so anyone can speak, anyone can say, hey, this is a cool thing, we should talk about it. And then people will get together, maybe hour and a half long sessions, and just thrash out some ideas, talk about some new projects. It's a really great way to learn and share and everything. And then the Wednesday we kick off proper with the more traditional conference with several tracks, hour-long talks, some of the best speakers in the world from Apache and outside, talking about what they know best. And then in the evenings, we're going to have some meetups. So if you're interested in an Apache project and you want to get together with other users and other developers, that's the chance. I know there's going to be some stuff around NoSQL talking about more some of the use cases, some of the users talking about what they've been up to. It's going to be discussions with the infrastructure team, chatting about some of the new technologies they might be able to support. It's going to be all sorts of interesting stuff in the evenings just to keep you going.
But one of the best things about being at any open source event is often sort of discussing how other people are using different tools, projects, finding out that others face the same challenges and sort of sitting together to discuss solutions, finding out that somebody else has already solved your problems. Is this something you find a lot going on at ApacheCon?
Yeah, I find that at the start of the week, I sit down with a lot of people and chat to them about problems they've had, the problems I've had, and we come up with some really great ideas. And then on the way home from ApacheCon, I'm frantically typing as I'm trying to capture all this information I've got and turn it into code and solve the bugs. And there's a sort of crossover point towards the end of the week where everyone's found the people who can solve their problem, or you've been found by someone and realise you've got the solution for them, and you start coding it up, and you get such an amazing outpouring of code and new ideas and new experimental branches coming out of ApacheCon. It's wonderful.
If we start with the content track, what is it that people can expect from your session and track?
We're trying to give people an overview of some of the content technologies at Apache and then a bit of a deep dive on some of the more popular ones. So I'm kicking off the content track with a talk where I'm going to try and give an overview of all of the content technologies in Apache and how to find out more. So, you know, I can
good
maybe
luck.
Give a... yeah, going to say, give a couple of minutes on Sling and why Sling's really cool, and then say, hey, if you want to know more about Sling, Bertrand's on straight after me, stay in this room, you're going to find out a lot more. And then I'll go through a lot of the other projects and highlight if they're in my track or if they're in someone else's track, or if I know there's some of the guys around, or I know there's going to be a meetup. So the thing is that we've got so many amazing content technologies at Apache, and it's really hard for people to know about them and know all the great stuff we're doing. So I want to give people an introduction and say, if you've got a problem with content, there's a fairly good chance that we at Apache will have the solution, but maybe you don't know, or maybe you couldn't find it. So here's a great way. And then we'll go on and look at some of the big projects and some of the interesting projects in content, such as Sling and Apache Chemistry, which is an incubating project which is trying to do for content what SQL did for relational data. Going to look at POI and PDF Box, which are all about reading in binary file formats, writing them out again, letting you, for example, store a whole bunch of data in your database, which is really great for you to work with and works great on the web, and then export an Excel spreadsheet if that's what your analysts want to work with, and then let them re-upload it again and send it back into the web app. So we'll be looking at some of the things like that. And then we're going to be also having a look at some of the ways that you can turn a relational database application into a content-driven application. So Brett's going to be talking about that. It should be a really good talk about how you can move from one world to another and the advantages that will bring.
Excellent. So a pretty broad range of content technologies going on in there. Are there any projects that you wish were in your track that aren't in your track?
Yeah, Apache Chica. It's a project I've been involved in for about a year now, which is all about extracting text and metadata from a wide range of documents. So, for example, you could point it at a directory in your shared drive and say, look, just give me text content for all of those files. I don't care whether it's a Word document or a PDF or an image. Just give me the content. So it's really powerful for people who are doing spidering and content management and scientific learning and things. But they're just a little bit too cool for my track, so they're going to be in the Lucene track.
Yeah, I mean, one of the worst things about running a track or chairing a track at any conference is often what you miss out on. The sort of Sod's law that some of the most interesting sessions are often running simultaneously to yours. Is this the case, or are there just any other projects and tracks that you're looking forward to at the conference?
Well, there's loads of NoSQL and Hadoop tracks running on the Wednesday, which is the main day of the content technologies. So it's going to be a shame to not get to hear about all the new stuff they've been doing. And then HTTPD are going to be running, so I'm going to miss out on hearing about all the new features they're going to put in there too. But I'm really looking forward to Thursday and Friday when I'm not running the content track and I can go to all the great talks. And it's just going to be the usual problem of going, there's four talks at the same time that are all really, really good that I want to see. So I'll just have to spend the flight home reading all of the slides when they get put up online and going, that would have been a good talk.
The Fast Feather track, if we can move on to that, what can people expect and what are you really sort of looking forward to within that?
Well, what to expect, it's a little hard. It's going to be interesting new stuff you've probably not heard of and you wished you had heard of. And I'm just looking forward to the fact that I won't know about three-quarters of the projects in it at the start, And at the end, I'm going to want to be volunteering on almost all of them, because they're going to be doing such interesting and innovative new stuff. And with sort of 20-minute slots, you're just going to get an amazing range of different projects coming along, and you can just sit there and go, wow, that was great. Oh, that's even better. Oh, that's great. It's going to be a wonderful way just to find out about the breadth of the Apache Software Foundation and our incubator.
What sort of people do you have using the various projects within the content management track currently?
It's quite broad, actually. So if you look at something like JCR and JackRabbit, you have lots of people out there who need to store their data, but it doesn't fit into a relational model. So could be any range of technologies out there that are built on top of that. And then you look at Apache Poi, and we've got so many different users. We've got all the big financial houses are using it to send data out to their analysts as Excel, because that's what their analysts work with, and then read it back in from Excel, put it back into the database and drive an application from it. And then we've also got people using Poi who want to spider. They keep finding these Word documents, PowerPoint documents on the web. They need to get the text content out so they can feed it into their indexer and everything in between. So the great thing about the content technology track is pretty much every business project out there has some content in it somewhere. It's not like some of the other projects where some people find it useful and some don't. With content, everyone has content. That's at the heart of everything we're doing. So it's great that Apache has so many different projects that can deliver to you the building blocks you need to build your final business application that's going to deliver the real value.
What other Apache projects, committees or activities are related to what it is that you're doing within the two tracks?
So I'm also involved in the community development project at Apache, and we're trying to help foster community, help out with mentoring, help people understand the Apache way. So it's going to be great, especially with the Fast Feather track, in getting a lot of the incubating projects in and helping them feel part of the whole conference and help them feel part of speaking and get involved that way.
What, in your opinion, is the best part of being at ApacheCon? Why do people need to come to Atlanta?
It's an amazing experience, and it's just so packed. So 9 o'clock in the morning, you're there with your cup of coffee, having a chat to some people about some stuff you discussed yesterday. You go into your first session, you learn about something amazing, and you keep going, you keep learning, you keep learning. You get to lunchtime. You might think it's going to be a break. Well, it could be if you wanted to. But for me, usually I'll go and find some people, sit down with them, have a chat about their project, or have a chat about some, maybe a new web application we want to write for the foundation, or maybe a tweak to some existing infrastructure system that's going to make it easier for the infrastructure guys to manage it. And then back into the talks, and then it gets to about 6 o'clock. And if we have a little breather, and then you head off to the meetups and you start hearing about the users and what they're doing with your project and all the great stuff. And then you'll probably finish up in someone's room at 11 p.m. with a bottle of whiskey, just chatting about all the cool new stuff out there. Crash out, 9 a.m, there you are with your coffee. Next day, rinse and repeat. It's just really packed and really exciting and really interesting.
Excellent. And who is it open to? Is it my experience of being with the Apache Foundation members, is there an incredibly open group of people? ApacheCon, is it just for people involved in the projects, hacking on the projects, or how does it work?
I'd say it's for everyone, from people who have downloaded a piece of Apache software once and wanted to know a bit better about how to use that, through to the people who are hacking away, submitting patches on 4 different projects. It really is for anyone who wants to know about Apache software, wants to use Apache software, wants to get involved in Apache. So we've got the different tracks. So if you're really interested in some of the NoSQL projects we've got, you can just sit yourself down in the NoSQL track and learn about Cassandra, learn about HBase, learn about CouchDB. Or if you're much more interested in how you could build your own open source project or your own open source related company, we've got the community track, where you can hear great people talking about different licensing and how that affects things and meritocracies and building on top of open source. So you've got this wide range of different tracks that will cater for almost anyone. The only thing that links us together is the Apache software and its permissive license that lets you take our technologies and build great things on top of them.
sort of being at these events is often the things you don't expect to be interested by or that you don't actually go for that can be some of the most interesting things, the crossovers that you find when you're at an event of this scale. I guess that's one of the most interesting things about the Fast Feather track that you're chairing, yeah? Expect the unexpected.
Exactly. I mean, 2 years ago in Amsterdam, who'd have known that these American guys would turn up with this crazy Erlang-based document store and it would take on the world, and it did. So you're never going to know what's going to turn up, but you know that some of those are going to be the big thing that everyone's talking about a year later, and you're going to be like, yeah, they're really great guys. I went out for a beer with them. They're great.
So where can people go to find out more information about the tracks and the projects that there are within them? Is there a section within the Apache site that deals specifically with content technologies, or is it best to come to the event to find out which projects to look at?
The trouble is that we've got so many projects at Apache that deal with content that basically the only way to get an overview of them is going to be sit down at my 11 o'clock talk on the Wednesday and hear me run through them, and probably also hear members of the audience shout up going, hey, you missed my project. I think that's the only way you're going to find out about all of them.
Absolutely. There's a perfect reason to come. So, Nick, thank you very much. We look forward to both tracks, the content track and specifically myself, the Fast Feather track, coming up at ApacheCon North America in Atlanta, November the 1st to the 5th. For more information, people can go to apachecon.com. and find out more about the other tracks and what else is going on there. There's also more Feathercasts coming up along in this session. So thank you very much.
Thanks.